This goes to Dr. Jenna, J-E-N-N-A, Benson, B-E-N-S-O-N. Oh, Bernson, I'm sorry, B-E-R-N-S-O-N, Bernson. Fax 989-629-8145 regarding Charles Van Hoey. It's B like Victor, A, N like November, H-O-E-Y. Date of birth, January 4th, 1953. Dear Dr. Bernson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Van Hoey with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was July 24th of 2023. Since that time, he's had several syncopal episodes. He did have a cardiac catheterization done in Midland last month, and he has a known patent foramen ovale. However, that's most likely not the cause of the syncopal episodes. He gets severe orthostatic hypotension, and generally laying down, blood pressures are normal or high. Sitting up, they drop at least 20 points, and standing up, they drop another 20 points. And at that point, he does pass out. He was tried on midodrine to treat this, but it caused severe headaches. And now he's on Fludro, F-L-U-D-R-O, cortisone, and that's 0.1 milligram once a day, a mineral corticoid, and that is working better than the midodrine did. He did go to Ann Arbor and saw a cardiologist down there who made a referral for him to see the specialist in Ohio, Dr. Grubb, G-R-U-B-B, like boy, who specializes in evaluation and treatment of all capitals. It's P like Paul, O, T like Tom, S. That is postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. At this point, the cardiologists don't feel that it is a cardiac etiology, but he does have neuropathy of the lower extremities, secondary to diabetes. It's possible that the cause is neurological also. He is wearing support hose also to try to help treat this problem. He does consume at least 1.5 gallons of liquid per day and does not have any edema when he does this. And he is anticoagulated with Eliquis. Currently, it's 2.5 milligram twice a day. He did have to stop that medication prior to his cardiac catheterization, and then he was unable to get up out of bed, and he was found to have some clotting issues from stopping the Eliquis. So he may have a hematological bleeding disorder or clotting disorder that people are not aware of yet. But he's very happy that he's going to have further evaluation by the specialist in Ohio. And hopefully he will not have any further syncopal episodes after evaluation and treatment can be completed. Currently, he denies chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No current edema of the lower extremities. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He's on maximum dose of Lipitor, 80 milligram daily. I want to highlight Farxiga, 10 milligram daily. Cymbalta is 90 milligram once a day. Lantus is 20 units daily at bedtime. He's on Indrol extended release, 60 milligram once a day. Also Requip, he takes a large dose, 8 milligram daily at bedtime for severe restless leg syndrome. And new meds since his last visit are the Buciparone, 5 milligram three times a day, the Fluorodrocortisone, 0.1 milligram daily. Tramadol is 50 milligram 1 to 2 at bedtime for the restless leg pain that he experiences. And magnesium is 250 milligrams once daily. Physical exam weight is 209 pounds, and he has gained 20 pounds over the last 6 months. Pulse is 71, and blood pressure is 130 over 85. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension or lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear. Heart is irregular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen, soft and non-tender, and no ascites. And he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 15th of 2024. Creatinine is 1.57, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 47. Albumin, 3.7. Calcium, 8.5. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus, 3.5. Hemoglobin is 12.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3B, no, that's stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, and no indication for dialysis. Two, hypertension is near to goal, but with severe symptomatic hypotension that results in falls and syncopal episodes. He's to have further evaluation by Dr. Grubb, G-R-U-B-B, in Ohio as soon as that can be arranged. Next is diabetic nephropathy, and that is stable. And the patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.